Are you generous with God and your family? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We're commanded to give generously, but not at the expense of caring for our family's needs. The Apostle Paul said, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for members of his household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." We should make no excuses for not helping family members unless they don't know how to handle money wisely or abuse it on selfish whims, addictions, or sinful living. Jesus reprimanded the Pharisees who neglected their parents and wrongly tried to justify it. It's essential to seek wisdom and for couples to be united in their giving. Pray, seek God's word, and get wise counsel. Then give as He leads. Our children observe and learn from our behavior. When we set the example for giving, we demonstrate the Lord's generosity to us. Strive to consistently live in order to give. A friend told my wife years ago that it's always better to err on the side of generosity than withholding good. Giving demonstrates love and trust in the receiver. It encourages, grants hope, and can develop motivation to steward wisely. If, however, dependence or irresponsibility results, then the development of skills and a strong work ethic will be prevented. Allow your children to navigate challenges while also teaching them wise stewardship. Give with the goal to strengthen them so they'll become more responsible. Changes in income, family needs, and crises will impact how much you can give. Just set the example of giving with joy while wisely caring for your family. Now, if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, can I ask you to consider giving to us both? If you already do, thank you for your generosity. If you have yet to give, you can begin today at crown.org. That's crown.org.